Our latest health care bill of the month exposes just how much one hospital charged for a complication from emergency surgery. What happens when you have an unexpected procedure and things get even worse? Elizabeth Rosenthal is here. She is editor-in-chief of our partner, Kaiser Health News. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll just remind people, every month you investigate one medical bill that just seems baffling, and you've never yet run out of them. So who's the patient this time?
This month, we meet Shannon Harness, who lives in rural Colorado near the Rocky Mountains with his fiance, Eliza Novick Smith. They wrote to us about their year-long odyssey trying to right-size an enormous bill.
Right-size a bill. Well, let's talk about just how enormous and what it was for. We've looked into it thanks to Dan Weissman, who is host of the podcast An Arm and a Leg, and he talked with both Shannon and Eliza. Let's listen.
Shannon Harness woke up last August 29th with a bellyache. Lower right-hand side kept getting worse. That night, he hits the local ER. They say, "We are taking out your appendix right now." He went home the next day. A couple days later, something seemed wrong.
I started noticing a lot of pain right where my appendix was.
And for him to say a lot of pain, it's a lot. Shannon's an ex-Marine, into adventure sports, has a lot of injuries that never healed quite right.
He's got a very high pain tolerance. I think his resting pain level is a 6 for me.
That's Shannon's fiance, Eliza Novick Smith. Shannon goes back, sees doctors, they shrug.
Day 5, I was on the ground, I was crying, I was screaming in agony.
And the doc's like, "Yeah, probably a kidney stone."
I've passed 4 kidney stones. There's no way it was a kidney stone. This is worse than any kidney stone pain I've ever had.
Later, he spikes a fever, they do a CT scan.
The CT scan came back and they said, "You have a brick-sized hematoma in your pelvic area."
Brick, like not a Lego brick, like a brick.
Not a Lego brick.
Yeah, that's got to come out. Surgery number 2. Hematoma is a blood clot. Apparently, the artery to the appendix hadn't gotten sealed off in the original surgery. It's weeks before he's back on his feet. By then, he's getting bills for both surgeries, totaling about $80,000. Oh, because he didn't have insurance. His job doesn't provide it. He had shopped for an Obamacare policy, but the $350 premium would have been most of a week's pay, about half his rent. But the hospital said he didn't qualify for their financial assistance. Their best offer?
They said, "You can pay it off in 2 years with no interest."
$80,000 was about 2 years' pay for Shannon. And more than half of this was for the second surgery, which may have been due to a medical error to start with. Shannon writes a letter, an official grievance, with Eliza's encouragement.
I'm a pushy New Yorker, quite frankly.
The hospital offers some financial aid, but no direct response to the grievance. Shannon and Eliza say between the two of them, they left more than a dozen messages over the next few months. Eventually, the hospital agrees to write off the second surgery. That leaves $26,000 for the appendectomy. And Eliza wonders, is that a reasonable price? She looks it up online.
It turns out that the spectrum for what that procedure might cost is in the ballpark of like 8 to 15.
A lot less than 26. They call the hospital, made an offer. $12,000 upfront.
We'll like scrape together money from every source that we can scrape it together from. We'll write you a check tomorrow for $12,000 to resolve this. And they said, no, thank you.
Late May, they get a letter from the hospital. We'll knock off another 15%, $22,000. Pay up. They're figuring out how to pay it.
I'm liquidating some of the money that I had been saving for like a down payment for a house. I'm loaning it to Shannon.
And I've kind of given up on the idea of owning a house in the next few years, which I was looking for before I went into surgery.
If they pay it all off within 2 years, the hospital still won't charge any interest. For NPR News, I'm Dan Weissman.
Dan is with the podcast An Arm and a Leg. Elizabeth Rosenthal of Kaiser Health News has been listening with us and is still on the line. And Elizabeth, I'm just thinking, wow, they got an $80,000 bill. It plausibly should have been an $8,000 bill. They did knock it down some. What did they do right?
Well, I think everyone has to be a pushy New Yorker in these situations. I mean, it kind of feels like a shakedown, right? Basically, what they did right was to keep at it, keep asking questions, ask why. I mean, if you went into a car mechanic to get your battery changed and they accidentally cut the gas line, they wouldn't say, "Oh, come back and we're going to charge you to replace the gas line." They would say, "Sorry." You know, hemorrhage is a known complication of appendicitis, but why should the patient have to pay for it? And P.S., that's why many healthcare policy people and insurers are paying what we call a bundled rate, so they pay for the surgery and any complications for 90 days after.
Ah, so the insurers are getting a discount rate, but the individual customer, they just seem to be asking the absolute maximum they could imagine and seeing if they get it paid.
Well, this is the second lesson from this case. You know, if you're uninsured, there are two separate problems. One, of course, is that you don't have insurance. The second and probably bigger one in some cases is that you don't benefit from the insurer's discounted rates. You basically get the rack rate, which is what happened to this couple. So it's kind of a double whammy. So I think part of the problem is, yes, insurance is really expensive, which is why Shannon didn't have it. But you have to remember just how vulnerable this leaves you when something bad like this happens.
I want to be clear on this also. We keep getting told that Obamacare subsidies exist so that everyone can afford insurance. Is it still a price, realistically, that is painful for a lot of people?
It is painful for a lot of people. It's a big expense, and some of the low-cost plans come with high deductibles, so you're going to be paying out for the first $7,000 anyway. The other thing is, what counts as deserving of financial assistance? The Obamacare plans have one definition, but hospitals often have a much lower definition. They'll say, as they did to Shannon, oh, for the last 2 months, you did a lot of overtime, you made good money, so you can pay this. Well, that's not normal for him, but they're not considering that when they charge him $80,000 plus.
Elizabeth, thanks for the analysis, as always.
Thank you very much.
Elizabeth Rosenthal is editor-in-chief of Kaiser Health News. Now, if you have a confusing or outrageous medical bill and you'd like us to see it, please go to the Shots blog at npr.org.